Hello, this is Revel, and you are listening to Rockin' Radio. For Timeline Clarity, this is February 2009. My guests today are Kristen Overlock and Anna Forkin, co-founders of Revitalive Health and Wellness Center. Go to the website, revitalive.com. It's all one word, R-E-V-I-T-A-L-I-V-E, revitalive.com. Welcome, Kristen and Anna.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
So how did you two meet?
We met in Puerto Rico. We were both working at the Ann Wigmore Natural Health Institute. I was a colon hydrotherapist and one of the instructors, and Anna was the operations manager at the facility.
And how did you decide to come together and create a center?
That's a good question. Well, we just kind of saw the model in Puerto Rico. A lot of the students that would come down for 2 weeks, we'd see them a few months later that they'd go home and they were like, well, I feel like a failure. I didn't know how to do anything when I got home. There wasn't much of a support network. I didn't know where to buy things. And it just like their support dwindled off after they were really excited after 2 weeks and they saw the changes and they totally believed in eating a raw vegan diet. But when they got home, they just felt like everything fell apart. So we just thought, there's got to be an interim solution. So we wanted to be more a community center that worked with people over the long haul, over several months, rather than just a two-week period.
So at the institute, they didn't really teach them where to go after they left.
Not that they didn't, but they just didn't. I mean, just small things. Like when we work with clients, it's like we know the stores around the area. And it's like if they're in the grocery store and they're like, I don't know where to find raw almonds that are unpasteurized, you know, we're like, go to aisle, whatever. And you know what I mean? Just
sure.
Like really basic, practical, everyday life solutions.
Mm-hmm.
That was hard for people. But it makes a difference when people are first transitioning to a raw diet.
Absolutely. Now, where is your center located?
We're located in Newburyport, Massachusetts. Beautiful, historic seacoast town. It's absolutely gorgeous on the North Shore.
But if somebody comes to you, say, from Florida or California or something, how do you tell them where to buy the food?
That's more of a challenge. But that's where people come. They can come for a few days. Like, we've worked with people in Michigan, Arizona, California, Illinois. And that's where we do more just emotional support and coaching.
Mm-hmm.
And if people want to, they can come. And we have 5-day programs, 12-day programs, 18-day programs. We'll work with whatever. And we're really flexible where it's like you don't have to do like a rigid, this is the program and that's it. Like we'll customize it for you and whatever your needs are. Like, for instance, a girl that we were working with that has schizophrenia, her needs at 20 years old are far different than somebody who's a 6-year-old man who has 4-stage liver cancer.
Absolutely.
You know, and so we saw that, too, was an issue. Like somebody that would come through the program who is, or an extreme athlete, like an 18-year-old extreme athlete, and then there's a woman there with breast cancer. It was difficult to, everyone's so very different, mm-hmm. and each person, I feel like, needs special treatment. And just focus on what they need and what their healing is. And some people need more emotional support. Other people just want the science. So we just kind of try to work with people wherever they're at.
So, Anna, what kind of training have you had in order to be able to do this?
That's a good question. My background, I was an engineer, but I've always been interested in self-help kind of things. So I was always seeking and doing different spiritual practices. And I started learning about nutrition when I was 19. I started messing around with things, and then at 23 decided to go vegan, did a really poor job at it. And I'd go back and forth, and then when I was 28, that's when I went down to the Ann Wigmore Institute, and I started really learning about raw and living foods. And then I got into nutritional microscopy, and I got certified in doing that. But Kristen's had far more extensive training in nutrition and colon hydrotherapy, so I'll let her talk more about that.
So what is nutritional nutritional whatever that word was?
Another common name is live cell analysis, the live blood cell analysis.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where you can just take a drop of somebody's blood in a nutritional consultation, and I can get a good idea about the inner terrain of one's body and just get an idea of imbalances or deficiencies, or if somebody's liver is really stressed, it just gives us a better idea of their lifestyle and their diet. It's not diagnostic in any way, shape, or form. It's just, it's really educational, and I find that when somebody sees the visual picture on the video monitor, mm-hmm. It's a really profound psychological shift that happens with them, that it just kind of helps them focus inward, and they're not coming to us like, come and fix me. It's like, oh yeah, that's what's going on in my body, and it just opens that dialogue up a lot easier.
Great. Before we go to Kristen, let me ask you, whatever the question was, I totally forgot. So let's go to Kristen for a minute, and then I'll come back to you, Anna, and get the question back.
Oh, no problem.
Kristen, tell us about your background and how you got into this.
Yeah, it's been an amazing journey for me. I grew up here in Massachusetts and, of course, was raised on the standard American diet, so I was just very sick at a young age, had a lot of digestive problems, depression, had some major weight issues, and I just got to a point in my life where I just couldn't take being made fun of anymore. My nickname was Bubble Butt, and the kids in my neighborhood were just cruel. So when I was a senior in high school, I said, that's it, I'm taking charge of my health. So one day I just threw on a pair of sweatpants, and I went outside, and I ran as far as I could. And I came home, and I took a shower, and I went to work, and my coworker's like, what's the matter with you? Your face is beet red. And I said, I went jogging today for the first time in my life. And so the next day I got up and I jogged, and I just kept exercising and started losing weight and feeling better. And then I just started reading every book I could get my hands on as far as diet was concerned. So I pretty much tried every diet out there and lost the weight, but I was still having problems. My digestive problems were still an issue, my skin, my hair, my nails. So I thought it would be a good idea to go to college and get a four-year degree in nutrition. So I did just that. I went to Penn State University and got a four-year degree in nutrition. And I found that my health was getting worse and worse. You know, I was eating everything that they were telling me to, lean cuts of meat, skim milk, whole grains, and my allergies were worse, my ulcers were worse, my depression was coming back, and so I said, this is just not working. So I decided to not get my RD, become a registered dietitian, and I moved back home, and I started working with this woman at my local health food store, and she sized me up in about 30 seconds. She said, you're full of candida, you don't have any stomach acid, and your body pH is way off. And she was speaking Greek to me. I had no idea what she was talking about, but I was very intrigued nonetheless. So she put me on my first detox program, and we started with a pretty strict candida diet. She started me with vegetable juices, and I started feeling a lot better. And then I picked up the wheatgrass book by Dr. Ann Wigmore and was just blown away. I started growing the wheatgrass juice and juicing it and drinking it, and my health just kept improving. And I said, boy, I want to see how far the rabbit hole goes. So I decided to go down to the Ann Wigmore Institute for 3 weeks, and I did a major cleanse. It was just a complete overhaul of my body. I lost a ton of weight. The thing I wasn't prepared for was the emotional aspects of it. When I started cleaning my colon, all these emotions started surfacing, and it was pretty intense, but when I started doing more colonics and more enemas, everything just started to pass, and I just kept feeling better and better. So I decided, well, I really want to go down there and work and just immerse myself in this. So I approached the director, and she happened to be going to Boston the following week, whereas I was living at the time, and I said, would you consider employing me? And she said, well, you know, we'd have to sit down and talk. So she came to Boston, and she called. And she was literally two blocks from my doorstep. And I was like, that's amazing. It was just a total serendipitous encounter. So I made some vegetable juice, and I went over to where she was staying at her son's. And we drank our juice, and we talked, and she offered me a job. So I sold everything I owned and went down there, and she mentored me. Her name was Lalitha Salas, and she's still the active director down there. And it was just a phenomenal education. And that's pretty much my story and how we decided to come back to the United States and open a community center to really extend our services and work with people over the long haul, as Anna had mentioned.
Perfect. Okay, we'll be back in a moment. Hi, and welcome back to Rockin' Radio. Please check out my newest site, letstalkraw.com, where your questions will be asked of our guest. We've got a full lineup through June 2009 as of this episode. With a small one-time lifetime fee, you can participate in all the interviews by emailing your questions and receive my e-booklet, Let's Talk Raw, an Unbaker's Dozen of My Favorite Recipes. Please take the time to check out my other websites, revelations.com, where you can sign up for my weekly revelations. When you do, you'll receive my latest ebook, find out about my teleclasses or my books, Revolutionize Your Life in 30 Days, a Self-Empowering Playbook, and Smoothies and Smoothies for Life, and also books I recommend from Amazon and more. Remember, forget it, I can't remember what I was going to say. This segment of Rockin' Radio is brought to you by Raw Spirit Festival, which will be held in three different locations throughout 2009. Go to rawspirit.com to find out when and where. At this time, I'm scheduled to speak in Santa Barbara and Sedona. Come see me. Oh, this was what I was going to say. Remember to surrender to the blender for optimal health. My guests today are co-founders of Revitalive Health and Wellness Center, and that's in Massachusetts, Kristen Overlock and Anna Forcon. If I pronounce your name right, and it's revitalive.com, R-E, V as in victory, I-T-A-L-I-V-E.com, revitalive.com. It's about revitalizing your life, I believe.
Yep, that's right.
What it sounds like, all you got to do is cleanse your little colon and get going. So you mentioned, Kristen, that you had digestion problems. Could you expand on that a bit?
Absolutely. I think I was probably born with a yeast infection. I mean, God bless my mother, but she had a terrible diet. And so as soon as I entered this planet, this plane, I just can remember being a little girl. Anything that I would eat would upset my stomach. So I can always remember my mother pouring me a glass of ginger ale and giving me some saltine crackers. And you could always hear me coming from a mile away because I always had a gigantic bottle of Tums in my pocket.
Wow.
And it was just excruciating, and it went on for years and years, and nothing really helped until I learned about food combining, getting my hydrochloric acid back on track, and getting my alkaline mineral reserves back where they should be. So it took me many, many years, and it was, the digestive problems were debilitating. You know, there were days that it felt like somebody was just stabbing me in the gut, and I didn't know whether I was going to be able to get out of bed, go to work, go about my business. It was awful. The doctors couldn't help me. Nobody could tell me what was wrong with me. So it took me doing my own research on my body and realizing that my body knows how to heal itself. I just have to give it the proper tools.
Mm-hmm.
Green smoothies, green juices, wheatgrass, and keeping my colon clean because my constipation was horrific. And my mother and grandmother would tell me, look, it runs in the family. Get used to it. Well, you know, eating 5 scoops of ice cream before bed certainly didn't help. So.
Yeah, well, so I always say, just because it runs in your family, you don't have to run with it.
Exactly.
You know, and it's not the issue, the candida that's running in the family, it's the lifestyle.
Absolutely, mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah. So let me ask you this. When somebody comes for, say, a 12, an 18, or a 24-day cleanse, do they stay right there at your facility?
Well, it depends if the person's coming from out of town. You know, we've partnered with some of the local bed and breakfasts. So if that's the case, then they'll generally come and see us in the morning, get their juice and their food. We'll do some classes with them in the kitchen or some curriculum and then do therapies in the afternoon. But the great thing about our program for local people is that, you know, if you don't have to take time off from work and go to a center and take 2 weeks off, you can come in the morning, pick up your food, head to work, and then come and see us when you're finished with work and have your therapies in the evening. So we'll work with anybody, whether they're local or from out of town. And as Anna was saying, we completely customize the protocol for their individual specific needs.
Oh, that's great.
And gear them up for success.
Yeah, that's great. I like that idea.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so, Anna, when you do the blood test, do you find a lot of people have issues with B12?
Actually, yeah, they do.
The question is that, you know, for people who are eating SAD as well as raw vegan or vegetarian, because, you know, I think you know that many people say that as a vegan, we can't get B12. But I'm understanding that people who eat meat and animal carcasses still have B12 issues. Is this correct?
That is very true. And the majority of our clients come in eating the standard American diet, which is way cool, too, because most of our clients, they're not really into raw. They're very mainstream, everyday people, which is there's something definitely shifting out there, which we're really excited to see that. And most of the people come in and they're not even vegetarian, and they eat meat 3 meals a day, and I see a lot of folic acid and B12 issues. So I thought that was really interesting. And when I look at mine, I don't. And I eat a lot of cultured vegetables and just a lot of, I do probiotics every day and just try to keep that bacteria in my colon on track to keep my B12 functioning properly.
Can you give us an idea of what you mean by probiotics?
Oh, yeah. The probiotic we like to use, it's soil-based microorganisms that we should get if we were eating our fruits and vegetables from the soil and if we picked them and we didn't wash them and weren't worried about pesticides and herbicides, even if it is organic. People still are always, they're so obsessed with cleanliness and antimicrobial this and that. So some of that bacteria gets washed away and we don't ingest it like we should. So we just drink an ounce of, EM is the one that we like to use. So it's just liquid. And it's a culture from molasses, and we oftentimes combine that with wheatgrass to help iron absorption and just keep that bacteria in our body functioning.
Okay, let me go back to Kristen. You do colon hydrotherapy, correct?
I do. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, I've had people tell me, I have suggested to them that they get a colonic when they're having issues with diarrhea.
And when they're having issues with diarrhea?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Diarrhea is a form of constipation. It's amazing. People will come in and say, I don't need a colonic. I go to the bathroom 8 times a day. And I say, are you having loose bowel movements? Oh, yeah, I've had diarrhea my whole life. That's a really dangerous situation. That means that there's probably a major irritation in the colon. So whatever you're taking in, your body is throwing off. You know, the colon is a natural breeding ground for bacteria. But most people in our society are breeding the wrong kind of bacteria in there. That's why there's just so much disease and just so many other skin problems and other health problems. So when somebody has diarrhea, if they do a clean water enema or a colonic, that diarrhea usually stops immediately because you remove the irritation. And then when we finish the colonic, I do an implant with some wheatgrass, some of the EM, which Anna mentioned, which is essential microorganisms. So that just helps rebuild the bacteria in there, which is really the crux of your immune system. And when the bacteria is friendly and it's right proportion, it produces plenty of B12 and plenty of vitamin K. When I was in college studying nutrition, they said under no circumstances can vegetarians get enough B12, but clearly that's not the case because anionized B12 is really high and we feel really strong. So that's just completely erroneous.
But what do you think causes the fact that many of us don't have essential microorganisms, that we have to take probiotics or we have to take enzymes or something because our digestive systems just aren't working? What do you think is the cause of that?
Well, I think a big part of it is just we've weakened the genetic link over so many years. You know, our parents, each generation, we're born with a lower enzyme potential. And our parents didn't have enough bacteria, and they don't let us play in the dirt anymore when we're kids. I mean, that's where you really start to get the good probiotics into your body. And unfortunately, a lot of us weren't breastfed. So one of the first emissions from mother's milk is called infectus bifidus. So that just lays the foundation for the friendly bacteria. And also the over-prescription of antibiotics. I mean, it's just rampant in this country. You have any kind of ache and pain, and your general practitioner is going to give you an antibiotic. It's terrible. So
yeah,
I think that has a lot to do with it.
Okay. That makes total sense to me. I mean, as soon as you're born, you're basically handed over to some guy who starts filling you with drugs.
Absolutely. It's so sad.
It is very sad. It's very sad. And I've had people tell me, oh, never. Don't worry about it. When I, if I get sick, then my doctor will take care of it. And I'm like, okay, but it's not their health.
Exactly.
It's yours.
Yep. And that's really what we try to empower people to take their health back, mm-hmm. and empower them. We just are really clear, like, we're not healing anyone. They're doing it. Their body's doing it. And we just want people to just shift that consciousness that it's their own body. They have the power. Don't let us tell anyone to do something if they don't feel comfortable. But our culture, they're so used to handing themselves over to somebody else, like to fix them, and always looking outside themselves. And we just try to help people see their potential.
That's great. It's like they have no trust. I was going to say they lost trust in their bodies, but they never had it.
We weren't trained that way. It's like, you know, yeah, exactly. They never had it to begin with.
That's sad.
Extremely.
But anyway, we'll be back in a moment. Hi, this is Revel. We're back with Rockin' Radio. This segment of Rockin' Radio is sponsored by PhotoBoothLosAngeles.com, the premier photo booth rental company in Southern California. If you know of or are holding an upcoming event, please consider having Photo Booth Los Angeles as part of the festivities. They're available for weddings, graduations, bar mitzvahs, bat mitzvahs, corporate events, reunions, anniversaries, and more. This segment is also brought to you by PopsProductions.com, where you can find classes on web servers, Web 2.0, social media, links to great money-saving online resources, and more. Find out about their latest online and live classes to improve your relationship with the internet at PopsProductions.com. And remember to follow me at Twitter.com/rockinradio. And I also have some very cute clothing depicting the raw food lifestyle at CafePress/Revelations. That's with 2 B's and 2 L's. My guests today are Kristen Overlock and Anna Forcon. They're co-founders of Revitalive Health and Wellness Center. Go to revitalive.com. Check them out. You know, what you're saying to me makes total sense. It really makes total sense on what you're talking about. Let me ask about colon hydrotherapy for a moment. People tend to be afraid of that because they think if they have more than one or two or three that their colons will shut down and never work again and digest their food, which isn't what's not happening anyway. So what would you say to these people?
Oh, that's such a great question. You know, it's so sad to me because colon hydrotherapy has been around since the beginning of time. The Egyptians did it. The Essenes did it. It was in the hospital settings up until the 1950s. And then modern medicine invented a thing called laxatives. So it was much easier for the physicians and the nurses to dispense a laxative than it was to perform an enema or a colonic on the patient, which is very sad because laxatives just weaken the colon completely, cause dependency, where colon hydrotherapy does the complete opposite. You know, the colon is a muscle and it needs to be worked out. So the water actually provides a great source of exercise, so it stimulates the peristalsis, it strengthens the colon so it works better on its own, plus it hydrates the body, so it does quite the opposite. So people are much better off, and a lot of people don't realize that all dis-ease starts in the colon because the colon's an absorptive organ, so it's a good idea to cleanse your colon with regularity to maintain your health and wellness.
So, Kristen, what's the difference between, say, an enema and a colonic?
The volume of water really is the main difference, and with a colonic, your job as a client during the session is just to breathe and relax. But when you're giving yourself an enema, you're doing it manually. So you introduce a little bit of water, massage your abdomen, then remove the tube, go to the restroom and release. And a colonic is probably the equivalent of 15 enemas, so you're getting a lot more water into the body. But I encourage people to do enemas once a week, once every couple of weeks, and then try to get a colonic once a month. But it all depends on the individual, you know. We can't do a one-size-fits-all because a lot of people have a lot of different challenges. Mm-hmm. Some people have been constipated their whole life. You know, some people are just maintaining. So those are the primary differences between the enema and the colonic, though, is the volume of water.
If somebody wanted to get some colonics, do you recommend a certain number to just start with?
Or we always do an intake with the person first. They'll do an extensive intake to find out their background. Have they taken a lot of antibiotics over the years? Were they breastfed? What are their digestive issues? And then when I finish the session, then I can make a recommendation because I can see what's happening during the session. You know, how are they digesting their food? Is yeast a problem? And then we can work from there. So, you know, it all depends on the person's situation as well and what their diet challenges are and how far they want to take their health, really. So that's how I work it.
Well, you also know that the one question people will ask about, when going on a raw food program or vegan or vegetarian is, where do you get your protein?
Do you want to answer that, Anna?
No, you can go ahead.
Oh, that's great. You know, we did a talk last week, and Anna made this great slide. It said, where do I get my protein? And underneath it, she had a gorilla eating some herbs, and a horse just grazing on the grass. And you just have to look at these marvelous animals. I mean, they're pure muscle, and all they're eating are greens and grasses. So there you have it. You know, you can't improve on nature. So protein is, you know, protein digestion is very labor-intensive in the body. So the body has to go through this massive digestive process to break the protein down into its constituent amino acids. But when you eat live foods like a soaked and sprouted sunflower seed or a pumpkin seed, the protein's already pre-digested into its amino acids. So everything is done for the body. And the sad fact of the matter is most Americans are eating way too much protein. That's why there's so much diabetes, heart disease, high blood pressure. So if you're having plenty of green smoothies and green juices and nuts and seeds, you are by far getting plenty of protein.
Well, usually it's people who are eating SAD, the standard American diet, or SAC, the standard American crap, who ask that question.
Generally, yeah, that's the case.
And I'll usually ask them, so where are you getting your nutrients since you cook the life out of your food?
Yeah, we have to use a sense of humor, too. You have to keep it light. Yeah. Some people can get confrontational.
Yes, they can. Now, Kristen, you mentioned emotional cleansing. Could you give us a little background on that?
Oh, absolutely. So when I first went down to Ann Wigmore, this is sort of ironic to me because I am now a colon hydrotherapist, I had resistance to doing colonics and enemas. So I spent 3 weeks at the Institute, and I only did one enema and one colonic in the 3 weeks. So my detox was brutal because I was breaking up all these toxins in my colon, and I wasn't flushing them out like they encouraged me to with the colonics and the enemas. So all those toxins were getting reabsorbed into my circulatory system. So I was just feeling so exhausted, and then all these emotions were coming up. So a lot of people don't realize that your colon is your whole emotional center. So if we're not doing yoga and meditation and journaling and cleaning our colon regularly, these emotions are going to just keep coming up, and they're going to be really intense. So, you know, we try to work with some other practitioners with emotional freedom technique, as well as the gentle colon cleansing and encouraging journaling and deep breathing to help with the emotional release that's going to happen when you cleanse, because the cells have memories and the colon as well. So, but once you're through that, I mean, it's just amazing how much better you feel, how much lighter you're feeling, you know, being in touch with our feelings. So it's a wonderful thing. So most people in our society, sadly, only operate from the neck up. They're completely out of touch with their body and their feelings. Very sad.
Well, they've been using food all this time to stuff them down, and now they don't have that.
Absolutely.
That's right.
Yep.
And oftentimes people don't abandon the cleansing process because of the food. It's the emotions can really scare people if they're not prepared.
Yes.
So we really, really try to give people hold a lot of space for them and just work with other practitioners to really help give them that support.
Mm-hmm. Now, how important is movement in your programs?
That's a big piece, too. We encourage people, we use rebounders here, and we encourage them to do yoga and light exercise while they're detoxing, but it is important. We're really into weightlifting, and as women, I found that on a raw diet, I'm able to build muscle far better than I did when I was eating the standard American diet. I was so inflamed before, and so we really encourage people to lift weights as well.
Especially for women, weight-bearing exercises are so critically important as we get older for our bone density as well.
And what's your favorite rebounder?
Rebound Air.
Rebound Air.
And NEDAC, they're both good. It's just preference.
Sure. Okay, I'm typing things as I listen. I'd read recently that weight-bearing exercise is more important than taking in calcium, because I guess our body isn't utilizing the calcium as much, and I'm not talking about dairy calcium either, because we know about that.
Right.
But there are countries that don't hardly get much calcium, but they're way stronger, and their bones they don't have the bone issues we do, because they do weight-bearing exercise throughout their whole lives.
Absolutely, and it's so funny. People are always like, where are you getting your calcium? Like, where are you getting your protein? But most people have way too much circulating calcium in their body, and it's inorganic calcium. It's not getting to the bones. It's getting deposited in the soft tissues, so it's causing a lot of arthritis and heart disease and stones in the gallbladder and the liver and the kidneys, and it's coming from things like hard water, all the cooked grains. It's really a big problem. So people should be more concerned about getting enough vitamin D and magnesium in the weight-bearing exercises, and they should be concerning themselves with the calcium. So it's a real misnomer right now.
Well, Anna and Kristen, thank you for your time.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Hold on a second. Revitalive.com, R-E-V as in victory, I-T-A-L-I-V-E.com. Go there, check them out, give them a call, and if you're having issues, you know, talk to them at least and find out, you know, if you can come out and stay for a week and do a cleanse and really get cleaned up and get going, because life is now.
That's right.
And while you're at it, go now to register for letstalkraw.com. Thank you for listening. We'll be back with another episode of Rockin' Radio next week. Please feel free to go to rockinradio.com to purchase books and DVDs by all of my guests to help keep this program on the air. If you'd like to advertise on or sponsor this program, please contact me at rockinradio@mac.com. My engineer is Bo Astrup. I'm Revel Revity saying, remember to revel in life and always play with your food. Bye for now.